All right, up next will be USC coach Steve Sarkisian. Coach is online, and we'll take questions.
Ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.
Steve, give me a couple of redshirt freshmen that stood out for you this spring.
Well, I think one kid who really improved from the beginning of spring ball until the very end was Chris Hawkins, a kid who is a defensive back who redshirted a year ago. From all accounts, from the people that were here from the previous staff, has really matured mentally and physically. I thought his body's really changed. I thought he had a very good spring for us as a redshirt freshman. I think that one probably stood out the most to me of all the guys on either side of the ball, quite honestly.
And next week at Pac-12 meetings, are there some topics that you're most interested in chatting with your fellow coaches and athletic directors about?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always things that we want to make sure that we're on the same page with, quite honestly. And, so that our messaging is very clear as a conference, so that we're all on the same page with what we're doing, whether it's an issue on the field or off the field, from a rule standpoint, it could be a recruiting standpoint, whatever that is. I always look forward to those meetings because by Wednesday, I feel good that we're all on the same page. And we've got a very strong conference. I just like that, I feel even better about our conference. We're on a unified front on all the major issues that are going on in college football.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Chris Dufresne, Los Angeles Times.
How you doing?
I'm great.
I want to talk to you about one of those united fronts you just talked about, kind of an off-season issue. The SEC deciding to stay with 8 games instead of getting on board with 9, which most everyone's going to be at, I think, in the next couple of years. Do you take issue with that at all, or just?
I would say this. I think the Pac-12 has been on the forefront of the scheduling thing here for quite some time. I'm not exactly sure of the year when we switched from 8 games to 9 games. And I know for previous years, not necessarily this past year, but for previous years, there was talk of, in our own meetings, of potentially going back to 8. And I think that we've stood strong at 9. I think it's encouraging to see that the majority of college football is moving their way towards 9. I think for college football to find the common ground, which is hard for us to do right now because of the varying conferences, of the more areas we can all be the same so that there's a competitive and level playing field for everybody, I think should be the goal. And, we can't control what the SEC is doing or the Big Ten or the Big 12 or anybody else. We can control what we're doing. And if we're the ones that are on the forefront of this thing and people are striving to be where we're at, then that's a good thing. If we're obviously not all there yet, but I think for college football, the more that we can be the same from conference to conference, then I think for everybody involved moving forward, then there's more of a level playing field. Then you can really assess the level of competition that we're all playing. But I wouldn't change us, that's for sure. I think playing 9 games in our conference is great. It's tremendous competition. As I've said last season, and I think even more so now in our conference, this is as strong as our conference has been from top to bottom since I've been in it, and I've been in it for quite some time now. And I think it's a real credit to the institutions, the presidents, the athletic directors for the investment that they're making in football in the Pac-12. And, we're playing 9 games, and we'll see in the future if the majority of the conferences continue to come our way.
Given the fact that you also play Notre Dame every year, and that's not changing, aren't you? Does it bother you that you might be at a competitive disadvantage? I mean, when you're trying to get to number 4 at least to get in this thing, is that what you're talking about? Level playing fields? You're committed to Notre Dame as one of your non-conference games. So what part of that is?
Well, I think I have two thoughts on that. First of all, we're USC. And we're going to play the best teams, and we're going to play them. It's not only just Notre Dame. We've got some non-conference games this year and moving forward to some really quality opponents, and that's been that way forever, and that's not going to change. I think when you start talking about that committee and them making the decision on who those 4 teams potentially could be down the road, there's some really quality individuals and very intelligent individuals on that committee, and I think that they'll recognize the teams that are willing to play quality opponents, whether it's within conference or out of conference, and that are scheduling those games. And so I don't think it hurts us at all that we're playing 9 games in our conference. I don't think it hurts us at all that we're playing Notre Dame every year. I think that the committee and the people on that committee are going to recognize that and probably use it as a benefit of ours rather than something that's used against us.
Great. Thank you.
You got it.
Our next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Steve, to follow up on that topic, does the playoff thing, does that change, or does it cause USC to reevaluate in any way, you know, the way you might have scheduled going forward?
You know, I don't think so. Bud, for me, our goal is to win the South Division of our conference. And if we can win the South Division of our conference, then we have an opportunity to win the Pac-12 conference. And if at USC we're Pac-12 conference champions, I would like to think that we've got a very good opportunity to be one of the 4 teams to be in that playoff. So our goals really don't change. Our goal is to win our division and ultimately win our conference. And then that's the only thing we can control. So we're focusing on what we can control, and that wouldn't change if there was a playoff or not. It's trying to win your division and ultimately winning your conference.
And I wanted to ask you about Max Brown, Steve. What sort of spring did he have, and does he seem willing to stay the course and so forth?
I thought Max had a tremendous spring. A question earlier from Ted regarding a couple red shirts that really showed a lot from last season into now. On the offensive side of the ball, I'd be remiss not to mention Max Brown. I think that he had a tremendous spring. I think he showed tremendous development, not only physically but mentally. I think he's a really good fit for what we're doing offensively. And to Max's credit, he's an unbelievable competitor, and he's going to continue to compete with Cody all the way through. And I really believe when Max's number's called, at whatever point that is, he's going to play great football for us.
Thank you.
Yep.
I will take one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of Rashawn Haylock, Fox Sports West.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Doing all right. Having some time to sit back and reflect now, what do you feel is the biggest question mark for you heading into the fall?
Oh, man, you know, there's a variety of ones, obviously. I would say a couple of the main topic ones are solidifying our offensive line. We've got a lot of talented players. We've got talented guys on the current roster that are healthy. We have some talented players that were somewhat injured going through spring. We have some guys that missed the entirety of spring. And then we have some talented players coming in the fall of our incoming freshmen. So solidifying that front five, and then who's going to be where and the depth and all of that, I think, is one key component for us. The integration of some of the guys coming off of injury. You start talking about Steven Mitchell, Lamar Dawson, Leonard Williams, those types of guys that didn't participate in spring, and then the integration of some really talented freshmen that are coming in. So those are things that are on my mind, quite honestly, every day, of the balancing act of what we're doing up front, and then the integration of our players that weren't with us this spring and developing them and getting them part of our program as quickly and as swiftly as possible as training camp rolls around.
Sticking with the offensive line, do you have an idea where Vianney and Damian will be inserted, you know, once they get on campus?
Well, they're going to be interior offensive linemen for us, whether it's at the guard spots or at the center spot. And that's going to be one of, like I said, one of the key components for us is integrating them into the unit. And within the schemes to see where they best fit. You know, ultimately, our goal is to put them in the best position to be successful, because the more successful they are, the more successful ultimately we'll be as a program. And so that's going to be our challenge that first week of training camp, is figuring out what these guys do best, where they're most comfortable, so that they can be highly successful.
As you stand right now, is there one spot that you're on that offensive line that you have confidence in, or all five pretty much wide open?
That I have confidence in? Is that the question?
Is there one spot on the offensive line that is pretty solidified, or is all five?
Well, I feel great about our left tackle, Chad Wheeler. I think he's a tremendous player. He's still somewhat new. I mean, he has 1 year under his belt at position, but he's sure a very talented guy. He's competitive. He's got unbelievable work ethic. And I do know Max Turek is a tremendous football player. He's played a lot of football. He's going to play for us this fall. He went through the entire spring as our center. We'll obviously take a good hard look at that early in training camp along with a couple other guys. I've been very encouraged by Toa Lobendon as a true freshman, what he was able to do this spring. I was encouraged with Zach Banner, his ability to coming off of the hip surgeries and what he was able to do there the second half of spring. So we've got a lot of positives of things that we have on the offensive front. But like I said, one of the keys is integrating Andre Walker back into the unit, Jordan Simmons back into the unit, Vianney, Damian Mama, Chris Brown. So we've got a lot of work to do, and so that's why the challenge is so big for us of how we're handling that first week to give guys opportunities to show what they're about, so that we can start developing some cohesiveness amongst that offensive front as we move towards the season.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right, Steve, that'll do it for you today. Appreciate your time, and look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll see you.